إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Yaseen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, which means Allah is mentioning the Day of Judgment, and He is saying this is that day when a seal will be put on the mouths. The seal, the tongue, the mouth will be sealed, will not be able to speak. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, but their hands will speak. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ, and their feet will bear witness. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, about what they used to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us, and I remind myself and you, that when we are, if we are taken by surprise in a particular situation, even if you are taken by surprise, one can still say that, you know, you should have had the foresight and you should have anticipated and so on, but still one can say, well, okay, I had some foresight and so on and so forth, but I could not, I did not foresee this particular thing. So if something catches you by surprise, that's a different matter. But when you and I have been warned, not once, but multiple times, not in one way, but in many ways, not in one place, but in many places, not by one person, but by many people, despite that, if we still get caught, then there is no excuse. That is the height of stupidity and foolishness. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us very clearly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that your tongues will be sealed. Why? Because today in this world, if we look at what we do, our dealings as far as the deen is concerned, as far as Islam is concerned, our greatest occupation seems to be to find excuses and justifications for going against the deen. So Islam prescribes something, we want to do something different from that, so we create and concoct all kinds of excuses and all kinds of justifications and reasons why we should go against Islam. I have said this many times before, that one of the many differences between the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain and ourselves is that the Sahaba used to keep the deen as the central unchangeable core, and everything else around the deen, they would change it to suit the deen. So their businesses were changed and their personal lives were changed and the way they behaved were changed and the way they thought were changed to bring them in line with the unchangeable core, which is the revelation and the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the orientation of the Sahaba. Whereas our orientation is the exact opposite of that. Our unchangeable central core is our desires, and everything else around that, which is the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our adab, our akhlaq, our muamilat, everything we are willing to change and to twist and turn and to cut and mold to suit that unchangeable core, which is our desires. We are in two diametrically opposite positions. Just think about this. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi one day walks into a masjid. Who is Hasan Basri? Hasan Basri is a student, one of the students of Ali ibn Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu. So not only is he a tabi'i, but his asatiza are among the best of the sahaba. Yeah. One of the khulafa'i rashida. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi walks into a masjid and he says, if the sahaba came into this masjid, they would not recognize any of you as Muslims. What kind of a statement is that? Now think about that. Who is saying it? When is he saying it? This is literally, he is a tabi'i, means he studied under Ali ibn Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu. He saw the sahaba, he met the sahaba, he talked to the sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain. so close to the life of Prophet ﷺ. He walks into a masjid, he says, if the Sahaba walked in here, they would not recognize any of you as Muslims. Wallahi, Aji, this is a rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us so far away from the time of Prophet ﷺ. What do you think will happen if one of the Sahaba or one of the Tabi'in walks into this masjid? Do you think they will recognize me as a Muslim? So the point of the matter is that the deen has not changed, we have changed. Now the reason I mentioned this ayat is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this. Allah is saying that all of this mental and linguistic and so-called intellectual gymnastics that you used to do in the world, and you had all these great explanations and you had all these great convenient opinions and rulings and fatwa and God knows what, all of this has no place here. All of this is khalas, finished. Your tongues will be sealed. So, but what will speak? Your hand will speak, and your feet will speak, and your eyes will speak, and your ears will speak, and the skin will speak. May Allah protect us from ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, people on that day will ask their own bodies, do you bear witness against me? Do you speak against me? And the skin will say, and the hand will say, and the body, the organs of the body, they will say, the one who gave the power of speech to the tongue gave the power of speech to us today. These will be our witnesses. The reason I'm saying this is because, alhamdulillah, today we are alive. The biggest mercy and blessing and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we are alive. If we were dead, if this same reminder was played to me in my qabr after I had died, and if I were able to hear it, and if I were able to understand it, I would still hear it, I would still understand it, but I would be able to do nothing about it. I would not be able to take any action because I am dead. The door of action is closed. The door of tawbah is closed. The door of changing my life is closed. My life is over. I am in my qabr. Nobody is going to play anything in your qabr, and if they play it, you can't hear it. I am just giving it as an example to say that if the same thing happened after I died, it would have no meaning. But today, alhamdulillah, I am alive and you are alive. And that is a great ni'mah, because if we want to pay heed, if we want to listen, if we want to correct ourselves, we have the time. Alhamdulillah. And the first correction is to make tawbah. And say, Allah, whatever I did till today, I make tawbah, I will change my life from right now. Not from tomorrow. Now. So what must we do? We must collect witnesses. We need witnesses. We must collect witnesses. And who are those witnesses? The same witnesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, who is the witness? Your hands are witness. Alhamdulillah, very good. So now what must I do? Make sure that my hands do the kind of deeds that I will be happy. I will tell my hands, go talk some more. Yeah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. But I will tell my hands, you are bearing witness, bear some more witness. Talk about all the sadaqah that I gave. Talk about the people I helped. I used you to help people. Somebody had fallen down, I lifted him up. Tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not need to be told, but I'm saying this is the witness. You're bearing witness, so bear witness. Bear witness of the tasbih. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. All the adhkar that I did, counting on my fingers, let my fingers talk about this. They will talk. Allah did not say they will bear witness and they will only complain or they will only say bad things. No, Allah said they will bear witness. Whatever you did, let them talk about the fact that they rested on the ground in a state of sujood in the middle of the night. Let them talk about the fact that they held the Quran al-Kareem in them while you recited it. Let them talk about the fact that these hands were raised to establish justice on the face of the earth. Imagine what these hands will be able to say. Say to the legs, go bear witness that I used to go to the masjid 5 times a day. You carried me to the masjid. So talk, tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. I'm just saying, they are bearing witness. So let us create those witnesses. I remind myself and you that let us live with this awareness, with this ihsas, that my hands are watching, they are recording, my feet are recording, my eyes are recording, I am looking at something which I should look at, alhamdulillah, let me look some more. When I am looking at something which I should not look at, turn the eyes away, lower the gaze, look somewhere else. Right? My ears, I am hearing something which I should hear, alhamdulillah, I am hearing, I am listening to something which I should not hear, go away, move away from there. Somebody is talking some ghibat, some slander, some this, backbiting. Ah, I am not interested. Sorry, please, excuse me. Either you leave or I leave, or we change the subject. Let's talk about something else. Right? Let them be witness. Let the earth be witness that you made sujood on this earth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every piece of ground where you made sajda will bear witness for you. One of the reasons why we pray salah and then we move a little bit away and you pray sunnah or something is this. Let every piece of land where you make sujood, let this bear witness for you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. Now, whenever I go on into the forest and so on, I imagine sometimes if I go and pray on some rock, maybe nobody prayed. Imagine, alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the opportunity. I think there are a couple of places where I was probably the first person to pray on that piece of ground from the day it was created. Wallahu a'lam. But the praise is like that because there is nobody there. And of course, Allah knows best. But that is the reason why you go and pray there. Because, okay, alhamdulillah, this piece of ground will say, somebody came and worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on me. All the work we do, all the sadaqat we give, all the works of sadaqatul jariya, the buildings you construct, the masajid, the madaris, the schools, the hospitals, the wells, all, every kind of good deed. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person plants a tree, the birds that eat from that tree, the fruit, the animals which take shelter in the tree, who sit under the tree, in the shade of the tree. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who planted that tree will get the reward of all of that. Until the tree is there. Really, I mean, sometimes I think, we are so small in our thinking that we cannot imagine the kind of generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody sat and counted, you planted a tree, God knows that tree will be there for 100 years. You are dead and gone long time. How many birds will come there? How many birds will, what all happens? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording. Everything is recorded. And on the day of judgment, all of this will be our witnesses. I want to say, and finally with the famous qawl of Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyya rahmatullahi alayh. Of course, we have the best guman and the best impression and the best opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, that we ask Allah to give us Jannah bi ghairi hisab. But alhamdulillah, the Salafus Salihin, the people who knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of their qualities was that they were very careful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This does not mean that they had a bad impression of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or that they did not trust Allah, na'udhu billah. It doesn't mean that. It means that their own opinion of themselves was so humble that they didn't take things for granted. Right? So this famous quote, the qawl of, I think it is Ibn al-Qayyim, rahmatullahi alayh, he said to his students, he said, if you go to Jannah and if you do not find me there, then tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, there was a man who used to remind us about you. And he used to tell us about you and he used to introduce you to us and he used to glorify you before us. Ya Allah, where is he? Please bring him here. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring me there. Now, this does not mean I once said it to a friend of mine and he said, I don't worry about all that. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely give me Jannah. So I said, alhamdulillah, may Allah give you Jannah. I have no problem with that. But if Ibn al-Qayyim said this, I do not consider myself to be better than Ibn al-Qayyim. So I say this to all of you also, if you go to Jannah, you don't find me, please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And say, Allah, He used to remind us about you. That much I do, alhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to keep us all together in Jannatul Firdaus Ala bi ghairi hisab, and to keep us in the company of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and to keep us there with all our mutalliqeen, all those who have gone before and all those who are to come. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmallahi.